boy, you cannot come? He said to them, you are from below, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. I told you that you would die in your sins, for you die in your sins unless you believe that I am he. They said to him, who are you? Jesus. from the tragedy was heightened and increased security awareness. The government created a new department, of course. Companies prepared security, special security departments. Security awareness is not only about knowing, it is about learning, it is about action, it is about changing behavior, it is about taking bold steps with information, sometimes little or no information. Individuals, yes, every one of us became aware of our surroundings. Security awareness have in common something with all awareness. Let us turn to Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 to 10, where that was read to us earlier. In applying structure, context, and skills from my introduction to Hebrew Bible, the book is divided into two sections, from chapter 1 to 24 and from 25 to 52. And the passage that was read earlier is nested in the first chapter of the first section. It is sometimes called just the call or the call narrative. It introduces and establishes Jeremiah's ministry, setting the foundation for the rest of the book. The historical context of this, Jeremiah's call and ministry took place during the Babylonian crisis. Some commentators refer to that period as a critical point in world history. At that critical point, Jeremiah recognized God's call. Editors of the book of Jeremiah believed in God. They believed that God spoke to Jeremiah. They believed Jeremiah's experience. And they thought the account had some value for the community. What can we as a community learn from the text? In verses 4 and 5 records God's call. Then there is 6 that recalls Jeremiah's response. He was aware of the call, but he had not fully accepted the call. He had an excuse. Ah, Lord God, truly I do not know how to speak. Jeremiah needed a reminder of the power of God. He needed reassurance. Jeremiah received both in verse 7 and 10. Moving fast forward, the editors recorded the difficulties that Jeremiah encountered in fulfilling the call to ministry. Even though his ministry was difficult, Jeremiah had an awareness of his call that prompted him to action. He was committed to the call, even though complaining. Later in that section of the book, you find these words: "The message of the Lord has made me an object of continual insult. Sometimes I think I will make no mention of the message. I will not speak as a messenger anymore. But then this message becomes like fire locked up inside of me, burning in my heart and soul. I grow weary of trying to hold it in. I cannot contain it." So he delivered exile. Many of our people, the people in our nations, will be exiled to prison for profit demands or wars. Mm-hmm. I was uneasy, but I would not tell anyone because I was working at the hospital. And I knew that it was the norm for the fifth floor clients to share stories about hearing voices. And I did not want to be labeled as one of them. The uneasiness grew, and I decided to share the experience with my pastor because I thought that he would pray with me and forget. Each one of us.